Photographer Jamie Ferguson is one of the most talented and successful people I know. Anything and everything that's thrown at him, he evolves. He's pretty much a Pokemon. Now, which one, I don't know, but probably the one that takes all the dope photos. Seriously, he's an incredible photographer, and one of the recent things he's done was turn his home into a photo studio during lockdown. A photo studio featuring himself as the subject. From bizarre poses to playing chess with stuffed animals, it's a breath of fresh air to the stoic mentality of fashion. Jamie and I chat about creating his home studio, the joys of being a creative, fighting burnout, and the future of pity. And last but not least, we talk about getting fits off with Bill Nighy. It's Blammo Extra, and Jamie Ferguson, Mr. JKF Man, is back. So how are you doing? Live from the Blue Room. It's Jamie Ferguson.
Live from the Farrow and Ball Blue Room, yeah.
Hey, I got the Farrow and Ball Green Room right behind me, man.
It was ridiculous, man. I found this, Ireland is insane. Like, I don't know if, I'm assuming other countries have similar stores like this, but I remember going into, this is like a local paint shop, and I was just like, oh, hey, man, I really like this ball, this color, this Farrow and Ball color. And the guy was just like, do you have the number? And I was just like, yeah, it's this. It was like 403 or whatever. And the guy was just like, give me a sec. Typed in his computer. And then just, he's like, yeah, we can make that up for you. I was just like, wait, what? I was like, I just needed a color that was close to it. Like, I didn't think you were going to like literally just like rip off this color.
Yeah. You think the fashion industry knocks off brands. Yeah. Wait till you get to the paint industry.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, it was hilarious, man. Anyways. Yeah. No. Yeah. All good.
You're in the Blue Room, and
we're in the Blue Room.
How is lockdown been? Like, what's Ireland like right now? Because over here, it's super weird in the sense that obviously the US is really big, but like I'm in Missouri and at the gym and all these places, there's no masks, right? You don't have to anymore. Wow. You can kind of basically because of the CDC guidelines of like, hey, if you're vaccinated, you don't need it. Mm. But basically everything is an honor system. So you don't really know who's vaccinated and who's not. The joke is if you want to find out who's vaccinated or not, and they're not wearing a mask, ask them who won the election. But seriously, but like that's the way it is there in New York,
yeah,
which is super high vaccination rate. Tons of people are still wearing masks and doing everything in masks. Then in South Carolina, where I just was in Hilton Head on vacation, people are just like, COVID is fake. So how's Ireland?
Sounds like it's quite similar to kind of what you've just described. Like we had first lockdown here in the UK, it was like everybody's together and we're all in this together. And then obviously everything is dragged on, and you know, various countries, whatever, everybody's got their own thing going on and doing their own procedures and spending the money on the vaccine as much as they want, not getting enough, blah blah blah. And then we had basically the four nations, Northern Ireland, Wales, England, Scotland, all kind of suddenly started where like they were just saying that they're going to do their own thing and have their own restrictions and what they wanted to implement. So we're vaguely following all of kind of the same guidelines that are being issued from Westminster, but then locally we'll maybe be a week behind. We'll be slightly more restrictive. Like Scotland, for example, was a lot more restrictive than England has been. But at this stage, we're basically, yeah, things are, I think provisionally there's a 21st of June, kind of like everything's back to normal. Like you can, my impression is that you can kind of, as you say, you don't necessarily have to wear a mask when you're inside anymore. But I think it's still down to the, you know, it's up to the business, whatever business that may be, like what they want to do.
Yeah.
And also everybody else, however comfortable they feel. So we're kind of, things are have been open for about like the last like 3 or 4 weeks or so. Not everything necessarily, like we still have, you know, takeaway dining and all that kind of stuff. There's still a bit of that. And it's slowly starting to open up where I think it's like, no, this I can't even keep track of it anymore.
Yeah,
you know, it's this thing now where it's like, okay, there's six people from three households are allowed to meet outdoors on a Friday, but not, you know, it's, I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm like, I just spend time with my family and that's it.
Yeah.
That keeps it simple for me.
And you conveniently also spend time in your like photo studio. Cause like, here, we're going to kind of go all over the map, but like lockdown hit and a little bit before lockdown, like over a year ago, you were doing these staged photo shoots of yourself, but very, very like, well, I guess very you, right? Like very humorous, not like your typical Zoolander sort of like fashion shoot.
Slightly like Zoolander, I suppose. But
well, yeah, I mean, maybe.
In a way. yeah, so I mean, it's weird. I had basically set up the studio. And I mean, one of the reasons we kind of moved over from London was we had a little more space where we are and stuff. So that had always been the idea. And at the end of 2019, I has essentially set up a small studio in the garage of my house. And I'd had a couple people come over, Alex Chivetkovich and like Simon from Permanent Style, and like done a few kind of test shoots with them. Cause the idea for me was I hadn't always done studio lighting, and I kind of wanted to get a little more au fait with it and figure it out.
Because people kind of had you as like, for lack of a better term, as like a street style photographer, right?
Basically. Yeah. I mean, the majority of what I was shooting was like candid lifestyle photography, which was generally natural light on the street, street style, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All that kind of stuff. And so this was kind of just like almost like a side, like a hobby. I was just going to be like tinker away and try and figure it out. So like I was kind of taking stuff that I was inspired by at the time, like the studio photography that L'Etiquette magazine, what they do, what
so good.
And so like, not to be derivative at all, but I was like, my first thing was just like, right, how do I rip that off? That
it was just, how do I Fairwind ball paint this?
Exactly. I was just like, I'm a huge fan of what those guys do and what they're six issues deep now, and they're still killing it. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And so I was kind of just like, oh, I wonder how they, I mean, stupid, super, super basic stuff is like, how are they lighting this? How are they having a full white background and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. So I was kind of just, I wanted to figure that out. So that was the reason why I set it up. COVID hit and we got locked down. And so I hadn't even actually shot any self-portrait by that point. And so, as I say, lockdown hit and I was just like, I had no work. Like I think ours happened, God, when was it? March 24th, 2020.
Yeah. Ours hit about the same time. Cause in New York and the UK, we were all,
Okay. And, and I had like six gigs lined up like the following month, the end of that month and the following month. And everybody canceled, obviously. And I suddenly was kind of just like, oh, right. Well, I've got a lot of time on my hands now.
Yeah.
So I went full into the kind of, right, I want to figure out some more stuff. And I've always been a huge fan of like, as I'm sure every photographer is, but like Annie Leibovitz's earlier work and Peggy Sirota, a huge fan of Peggy Sirota's. And I love the energy that she brings that you can see in her photographs. And I was kind of just like, it was very, and a lot of who she was shooting at the time in terms of when I got into a lot of what I got into in terms of menswear and photography was like early aughts, mid 2000s. And so when she was shooting guys like, like Lonely Island guys like Andy Samberg and Seth Rogen and stuff like that. And I loved seeing those kinds of shoots, especially when she was doing them in a slightly more, like she did these amazing ones that were on location, but then she also did these incredible ones, which were just, you know, a very simple set. So I was just like, well, I wanted to see if I could figure out how she lit, or at least try to. I mean, I know that like all, you know, these, you know, huge photographers that are working with GQ or working on, I don't know, like there's a production team of 25 or whatever, like, you know what I mean? Like massive, Matt. So I'm like, my garage studio, how do I figure this out? Like by myself. And so I spoke to a few friends and got a bit of advice, tinkered around, trial and error. And then eventually got it to a setup, a lighting setup, where I was like, right, I'm happy with this. Like, I think this works. And then the way I was editing, I was like, yeah, this is okay. And then basically just started dicking around in the studio. Like, it genuinely was just like, I'd take maybe a couple hours in the day, go in, put some music on, and just, and style.
Some vibes.
Yeah. Get the vibe going. And then just started styling stuff out of my wardrobe. And it kind of weirdly started off as a thing of seeing what I could do and what I could achieve. And then it kind of sort of started morphing into something else. And I started going like, oh, this would be really funny if I did this. And it's funny because, like you mentioned, everybody's kind of known me for this more lifestyle stuff. And they, you know,
in your book, me, this guy, and yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like apart from people who've met me, like friends and stuff like that, and acquaintances, it's like nobody knows kind of what my sense of humor is necessarily or whatever. And
oh, right.
You don't necessarily see that in the majority of the photography I do. So this kind of started coming out, and it was a very, very, very weird thing where I'd always been very careful to be, you know, to be behind the lens. I never really wanted to be in front of the lens, but you know, it was kind of that thing where I think I said this in the first post I put up. I was just like, I was the only model that was available, quote, you know, so I was just like, I apologize for what's about to happen. Like, I was about to, like, you know, shit the rug or whatever. And I was just kind of like, yeah, well, here we go. And it started to become fun. And I kind of, it very quickly was able to remove myself in terms of, you know, the thing of like seeing a picture of yourself or hearing yourself recorded or on video or whatever. And you're like, oh God.
Yeah. That's my whole life. Yeah. I detest the sound of my own voice. Absolutely hate it.
Which is perfect for a podcast host, you know, like, yeah,
exactly.
And it weirdly became this thing where I was very, very quickly able to detach myself from what I was shooting. And I was kind of treating it like, as I'm like, no, it needs to look more like this. This will be. And then it just became a thing of, what do I want to shoot, and coming up with ideas. And often it was just like, as I say, stuff inspired or stuff that I love, the kind of stuff that I love from like SNL, or as I say, like Lonely Island, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, just a lot of stuff like that, kind of sense of humor, that kind of just very light. And especially with everything that was going on, I was kind of just like, I never necessarily did it on purpose, like to kind of, I'm gonna lighten the mood, you know, it was kind
right
of,
right,
this is, here you go, everybody, like, I hope you enjoy. It was just kind of this is something I'd always wanted to do, and that tone is very much me. And I'd always wanted to shoot this kind of.
Want to hear the rest? Join us over on Patreon. You'll hear this episode in tons more exclusive pods, from Michael Hill of Drake's, The Return of Sid Mashburn, The Sartorialist, Ilaria Urbanati. I can go on and on. You also get access to our private members-only Slack group, where we chat about menswear and a bit of everything. So visit patreon.com/blammo, and we'll see you there.